everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I want to remind you of something before we get on into today's broadcast. We are not just a program. The Victory Network is both on the DISH satellite and then DirecTV satellite. We are a network. And this broadcast today is part of our network production, which is our reporting in the area of the political government. We come under that same thing as Fox News or anyone else. This is a news broadcast. This is part of America Stands. And this, oh man, last year, I mean back 4 years ago, I mean, we literally saw the break happen.
Yeah, we did.
And we saw it before anybody else.
That's right. We were the first. We called it
before anybody in the country.
We called Donald Trump as the President of the United States before any other
network.
Before
anybody.
Before any other network did, yeah.
And so we're a network, and that's what we're doing today, is to make you knowledgeable of both parties, how they function, what is their agenda, what is the mindset of the Republican Party, what is the mindset of the Democratic Party, and so that the independent voters and people that are stepping out of the Democratic Party, and why? What's behind? There's a lot of that, a whole lot of that. Praise God. That's the purpose of what we're doing, in order to make that clear, particularly those people that are not familiar with this. Right. Since we went on direct, we're talking to a lot of people that know little to nothing about us and we have what we have on our minds. Yeah. So, Father, thank you for the insights and the concepts, revelation of what this means and how it works. And I thank you for it and give you praise and honor for it in the name of Jesus. Once again, children, let's welcome Michelle Bachman. Platforms have, the Lord started dealing with me about that years ago, that because I stand on a platform and preach, it's not a stage. Nobody calls. Nobody calls in a church. Nobody calls that a stage. A stage is for entertainment, where anything goes. It is a platform. You come upon, come join me on the platform. And coming from a preacher, I'm not a pastor. My son-in-law George is. Pastor's EMIC, Eagle Mountain International Church. Now, for me to step up on Pastor George Pearson's platform means I'm joining him on that platform. I'm joining him in a place of agreement. Joe Biden and Donald Trump are inviting you, inviting me to come stand on the platform with them. Right. This is what I stand for. This is what, and it does not just them. It's different people in their parties that establish the planks of this platform. Now, this little platform right here, there's a carpet on top of it. You roll that back and the planks are underneath there. Now, you have to be careful with the carpet that's over the top of the platform.
Oh, yeah.
And when you step up on the Democratic platform, you can't step over the abortion plank. Right. You can't step over the perversion plank. You can't step over the huge tax increase plank because you're standing on the whole platform.
Yep.
Now, I want to make this clear. There are many, 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 many wonderful, good, fine people in the Democratic Party. A lot of them still in leadership of the Democratic Party. But it is the leadership, the leadership of the party that's ruined it.
Yeah.
You know who's to blame for that? The Church of Jesus Christ for not standing our ground and voting, just sit at home and do nothing. Well, I don't like either one of them. Well, bless your stupid heart, shut up for 4 years. You don't vote, you don't have any word in this government. Forgive me. You dumb heart. Well, that won't work here.
I know it won't.
Meathead. Now, that's scriptural.
Okay.
Carnal, meat-minded. Meathead. Forgive me. I'm very passionate about this country. And I'm...
Well, I think you're passionate because the differences are day and night. Oh. They're as far apart as they've ever been. We've never seen the Republican Party and the Democrat Party so different as we have this time. And
Michelle
I know,
Bachman,
George, you have studied it.
I experienced World War II. I went through all of that. And... By the end of that war, I was almost 10 years old. Well, I was 10 years old. And I remember all of that. My uncle was killed in France and all of that. I remember it. And I remember back when the conventions were conventions and everybody got together and held all their big signs Mr. Chairman, they didn't get it all settled, and then on TV, and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Nobody dreamed in the days of Franklin Roosevelt. Nobody dreamed in the days of John Kennedy.
No, that's right.
Nobody dreamed.
No.
Nobody dreamed that these things. Who ever heard of this kind of madness?
Well, because there was still a common understanding of reverence and awe from God.
Yes.
And that's in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. There's a reverence and an awe for God. That really is your distinguishing line. That's your watershed mark. How do you view God? That's extremely important. And now the parties are so different and the candidates are different. And that's what we'd like to do is show out of their own mouth how different they are.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Let's take a look, first of all, at President Trump talking about late-term abortions.
Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth. To defend the dignity of every person, I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb.
Late-term abortion obviously is a huge issue because you're talking literally the moment of birth, at the moment of birth that you can take and end the life of a baby. So the question is, where's Joe Biden in all of this? He's the one running against the president. Joe Biden, I'm reading now from National Review Magazine, Joe Biden supports the right of unlimited abortion funded by the taxpayers up until the moment of birth. Now, when Hillary Clinton ran 4 years ago in the very last of the debates, she and Donald Trump got into the same argument, and Donald Trump described what late-term abortion is, like he just did. That was in the hall of the House of Representatives. He said for all the world to hear what this gruesome procedure is. It's not nice. It is literally ripping a child apart, limb by limb, ripping it out of its mother's womb. Hillary Clinton said, yep, I'm okay with that. That's what Planned Parenthood's position is. That's my position. That's Joe Biden, too. Not only Joe Biden, Kamala Harris in the Senate. Harris is a pro-abortion extremist who supports late-term abortion, something the majority of Americans oppose. If people knew what this was, nobody would be for this. And these two are standing on the platform that you talked about. Yeah. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris saying, this is our platform. This is our agreement. Are you going to come and agree with us that it's okay to destroy and tear and let the blood of a human individual up to the second before they're going to take their first breath outside of the womb? It's the most gross, gruesome thing anybody could possibly manage. And they are proud of it, and they're taking the money from Planned Parenthood. They're taking their blood money, if you will, as they run for president and vice president of the United States. Now, here's another issue that Joe Biden stands for. Let's run this next tape on what Joe Biden endorsed.
You know, the president has said that his views on gay marriage, on same-sex marriage, have evolved, but he's opposed to it. You're opposed to it. Have your views evolved?
Look, I just think that the good news is that as more and more Americans come to understand what this is all about is a simple proposition. Who do you love? Who do you love? And will you be loyal to the person you love? And that's what people are finding out is what all marriages at their root are about. Whether they're marriages of lesbians or gay men or heterosexuals.
He couldn't be more clear. It's all about feelings. When we talked about the Equality Act or the Inequality Act, Brother Copeland, it was all based on how do you feel. Well, the Bible is just the opposite. The Bible says, watch your heart, guard your heart. Yeah. Evil is evil, sin is sin. And what Joe Biden has done, he's embraced the Equality Act, he's embraced late-term abortion, he's embraced same-sex marriage. Now let's look at his Vice President, Kamala Harris. We have a photo. This is a photo of Kamala Harris. She gave money, you know, in Minneapolis after the George Floyd riot, and they burned down this is my city. They burned down 5 miles of businesses, 1,500 businesses, over $500 million in damage. Yeah. The second worst riot in American history. Kamala Harris, the vice president who's running on that platform with Joe Biden, she gave money to bail these thugs out, these arsonists and murderers and looters. She gave money to bail them out of jail. And this is in June of this year. She gave them money and she encouraged people all across America to give money to bail these people out so they could go right back in the streets. I'm here to tell you, they did go right back on the streets.
Well, sure.
And the next night they burned, and the next night they beat people, and the next night they burned people.
That makes her an accomplice to that riot.
Well, that's right.
Now,
and if you go on that platform, you're an accomplice.
You're an accomplice, and that's what I want to point out.
That's right.
That's what I want to point out. Anyone that sees those clips and hears that from their own lips, that we support the killing of a baby. The governor of Virginia said, and he's a pediatrician, after the baby's born, if you don't want it, just keep it comfortable till it dies. Wow. Now, you go on and you vote for that platform, you're just as guilty of murder as the doctor that killed it.
That's right.
You're an accomplice. Right. You know, and you vote. You know, and you don't vote for anybody. You're an accomplice to murder. And well, you will answer for that. God doesn't just let this stuff just fall aside, and there's payday someday. Yeah. It's coming. Now, any judgment that comes on a nation comes on the perpetrators first. There are things in people's lives that have not repented over this very thing. I can understand a young woman being frightened and lied to. I can understand her. But the doctor, I have no use for them. None whatsoever. They're murderers. Any way you look at it, it's murder. I remember when the doctors went to prison for abortions. Mm-hmm. Wow. It hadn't been all that many years ago.
And the purpose of government is to punish evildoers.
Yes, and protect the innocent.
And protect the innocent. Right. Punish evildoers. That's what government is supposed to do. And reward those who do good. That's what the Bible
says. So now you put money in the hands of the murderers and kill the babies. Mm-hmm. Even after they're born.
And you protect the perpetrators. And there is judgment that comes from that. There's judgment when that happens. And that's why it's important, whoever is in office, and it isn't just the presidential. I want everybody to be aware of this. A platform doesn't just bind the president. It goes down to everyone, whether it's a governor, a senator, state house member. Your platform is the way that you're likely going to vote. So it's really important that you understand what's in these platforms. And is this platform going to, is it going to punish evildoers, and is it going to protect those who do good? Yeah. I have another clip, if we can show this clip. Here's a clip. This is President Trump on dealing with the issue of terrorism.
We've done a lot. So we took out Soleimani, number one terrorist in the world. We took out al-Baghdadi. He was also considered number one. I guess they fought for number one. I got them both. Obama should have gotten al-Baghdadi, but we took them both out. We took 100% of the caliphate. When I took it over, it was all over the place. It was a disaster. That's the ISIS caliphate. Mm-hmm.
I sat on Intelligence Committee, Brother Copeland. We dealt with the classified secrets of America, in particular on terrorism. I can tell you what President Trump just said right now is a huge thing that he did for us and for the world. If you notice, America hasn't been engaged in international conflicts the way that we were before because he understood evil. He understood terrorism, and he took these guys out the way he needed to. What he just did was such a huge favor for America. I want to show you what Joe Biden's campaign has promised to Muslims.
I will end the Muslim ban on day one. Day one. Hadith from the Prophet Muhammad instructs, whomever among you sees a wrong, let him change it with his hand. If he is not able, then with his tongue. If he is not able, then with his heart.
Make no mistake, people. 2020 is our year. Let's dive into it with 2020 vision. We can see clearly that America is fighting for its very soul.
We all come from the same root here in terms of our fundamental basic beliefs. And I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity, for being engaged, for committing to action this November. It matters. Your voice is your vote. Your vote is your voice. Muslim Americans' voices matter. I'll be a president who seeks out, listens to, and incorporates the ideas and concerns of Muslim Americans on everyday issues that matter most to our communities. That will include having Muslim American voices as part of my administration.
But getting out the vote, getting our families out to vote, getting our elderly out to vote, getting our masjids out to vote, getting our neighborhoods out to vote. So let's do our part
and join the largest Muslim voter mobilization in America,
the Million Muslim Votes Campaign. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's make our voices heard. Because we got the means, we got the numbers, and we got the power.
This is actually an important clip because it shows where Joe Biden is going to find friends and he's going to find votes. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not to say that Muslims can't be good Americans.
That's
Muslims
right.
can be good Americans.
Absolutely.
And we believe in the religious freedom for Muslims here in America. We want them to be able to practice their faith and be good Americans. And we welcome everyone into this country. But you come into this country to live under U.S. law.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah,
come
exactly.
into this country to put into place Islamic law under the Quran.
Right.
Those are two completely different things. And what is concerning is that many of the terrorists who have actually committed acts of terrorism in the United States have done so in the name of their God, Allah, and they've done it in the name and according to the Quran. That's why here in Texas, you had the Fort Hood massacre. That was done by an Islamic psychiatrist in the U.S. Army, and he told his superiors what he was going to do. But because of political correctness, no one was allowed to say, ooh, maybe this isn't a good idea. And so Major Nidal Hassan committed acts of terrorism. This is a serious issue. Donald Trump has very clear eyes on terrorism. This is not a mystery for him. He sees evil and he takes out bad guys to keep America safe. That's his whole concern. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is very different. Joe Biden doesn't see the enemy that is even here within. And again, that's not saying Muslims are the enemy. Muslims aren't the enemy. It's those who act on the Quran, who act in accordance with...
Well, all Muslims are not terrorists.
No, that's right.
But most terrorists are Muslim.
That's proved to be the case in America.
That's what you have to deal with.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, there are people who've done terrorist acts who in the United States who aren't Muslims. We get that.
But internationally...
That's right.
It's overwhelming.
But we've got to be wise. This is a huge issue. During the years when I was in Congress, during the Obama years, by the end of Obama's term, people forget this. We had almost one terrorist act a week in the United States.
Right.
A week.
Yeah,
how many
right.
have we had under Donald Trump? It's because he doesn't take this. He shuts this down. And there is a real difference. We got to realize whether it's here in the United States or abroad, you've got to have a commander in chief who gets who are the good guys, who are the bad guys, and they've got a clear vision. Thank God this is something Donald Trump gets. He knows who is in America's best interest and who isn't. And again, he has never said Muslims are bad. That is not something Donald Trump has ever done, because we're not saying that. He's not saying that. But what he's saying is that there are people who, in the name of Allah or in the name of the Muslim faith, and guess what? It's all been kind of the same thing. They scream Allah Akbar, and they say their goal is to dominate the United States. They want the United States to become an Islamic country. Yeah. We're not an Islamic country, but that is their goal. Donald Trump says, that's not going to happen on my watch. Joe Biden, I am not sure when I take a look at that video, and I'll tell you why. Look who the last people were on that video. Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, who's one of the most vile anti-Semites in the U.S. Congress, next to Rashida Tlaib, who was also in that video, next to Linda Sarsour, who is one of the most vile anti-Semites who hates Israel and hates Jews.
And we're out of time.
Thank you.
Come on, break. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Brady.
Jeremy, help us, son.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa. Now, on this broadcast today, we are learning about some pretty big differences between the two political party platforms on some pretty major issues, such as life and biblical marriage. And we're living in a day where new worldviews are trying to threaten our biblical beliefs and our freedoms. And this is not the time to stay silent. This is not the time to sit on the sidelines, because there is far too much at stake. As Christians, we know that we are to stand for what is right in the sight of God. And I encourage you, take time to prepare for this upcoming election. What do? You research these issues. You research the candidates. Then you pray, and then you vote.
The foundational freedoms of the United States of America are under attack. For over two centuries, the USA has stood as a solid example of a successful government, allowing her people the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The original intent of our nation's formation must be rediscovered in order to understand how America and her people can thrive in the future. Discover the United States the Founding Fathers envisioned with the Foundations of Freedom Package. Keys to Good Government, a book by David Barton, and Foundations to Freedom, a 3-DVD series also by David Barton. Learn the truth about America's roots and that she was founded by people who wanted to worship God. Discover how our forefathers built a government based on the Bible, from law to education and economy, to what kind of leaders should be appointed. This is an urgent call to our biblical foundation. Equip yourself with the truth, wisdom, and information. Then pray and vote. We must see change and God in our nation again.
If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is the day of your salvation. I know many people watching this broadcast right now, you're born again, full of the Holy Spirit, but there may be somebody watching and you don't even know how you're watching or why you're watching. I'm telling you, it's because God loves you and He's calling you home into a relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus. If you've never made Jesus your Lord and Savior, just pray this out loud after me. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I repent of my past, my sin, my failures. I receive your forgiveness. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for me. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it and fill me with your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, the Bible says, Jesus said, you are born again. That means today's the first day of the rest of your new life in relationship with God Almighty. And we want you to know more about who you are in Jesus, who Jesus is in you. And that's why KCM has put together some resources and we call it the Salvation Package. It's free. It contains a book called He Did It All For You, written by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, just to help you understand more about who you are in Jesus and this new life that you have in Him. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of little brochures that are just here to help you learn how to begin reading, how to study your Bible. Find out what the Bible says about who you are in Jesus. Find out the major promises that God has made to you, not just to save you from hell in eternity, but to save you from hell on earth. You can have life, you can have peace, and you can have joy in this life, right? In the here and now. So if you want to get a hold of this Salvation Package, request your free package today on kcm.org. And then join us again tomorrow because Brother Copeland and his guests Michelle Bachman and Pastor George Pearsons will be right back on the broadcast to discuss why these political platforms matter. They're encouraging us to see the big picture of defending and protecting our God-given rights. You don't want to miss this broadcast. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, learn more about your new life in Christ.